Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Welcome back to Tip Today. Ina texted us to say, let them party. No excuse for the state of the way they are leaving the places. It's a disgrace. People every place are giving their time trying to keep our areas clean. Another listener said, I had the misfortune of meeting Kathleen Lynch for mental health with a group of mothers regarding services for family members with special needs. While I don't know her on a personal level, and I'm sure she's a nice person, her qualifications, though, as minister or lead of a committee for people with mental health issues, she is totally not qualified for. Now, a stay-at-home parent has been added to LinkedIn as a job title. It means people that have left the workforce to raise children won't have a gap on their CV. LinkedIn has also added a gender pronoun option and a feature to record how to pronounce your name. Green Party Senator and founder of the Stay-at-Home Parents Association of Ireland is Pauline O'Reilly, who joins me now. Pauline, good morning.
Good morning, Alison.
Now, I assume this is something you're very much in favour of. Why do you think that the stay-at-home parent deserves more recognition?
Well, I think that, you know, this is something that we've really been discussing for an awful long time, how to ensure that people have more respect or given more respect for their roles within the family. And I think it has probably taken a pandemic for people to realise, actually, how difficult a role it is to be caring for children from morning till night. And it's certainly something that's very valuable as well. But, you know, what certainly I've found is that financially it's very difficult for people who are staying at home to care for children. But it's the respect part that people have, you know, found really difficult to cope with, that they take time out of the workplace. And then at the end of that, it's almost like you've been unemployed for that period. And also, you know, what you're doing is invisible. So people just don't see it and it doesn't register with people. So I think this is a really good move. And I think that, you know, we just have to be more compassionate about the different kind of roles that people take on in society. And this is a great start.
I think parents would have always been very paranoid maybe about putting on that they're parents because they feel it puts them at a disadvantage. Is that still the case?
I think it probably is. And I think what is really interesting is that LinkedIn have chosen this particular time to do it just over the last few days, because I think that that now everybody's kind of waking up to the fact that, you know, having paid employment is only one thing that we do in our lives, and it's actually unpaid labour that people are engaged in when they're at home with children. And I think that, you know, we'd have more of a mix of genders doing this kind of work if we actually gave it the respect that it deserved. And this is, you know, I certainly would have shied away in the past from using LinkedIn, because when you're at home caring for children, and it's specifically a social media site for those who are, I suppose, talking about what their professions are, and it looks like you have a gap. It looks like you haven't been doing anything. And now, at least, you'll be able to put that in. And I think that over time, people will then see it as something that they is of benefit to, probably to the jobs that you might go into, because you certainly do use loads of skills when you're at home caring for children.
Would you like to see some kind of financial benefit introduced for stay-at-home parents?
Well, you know, the reason that we set up the organisation several years ago was because under previous governments there was talk of the home care tax credit being reduced, and we wanted to make sure that that didn't happen. Now, we have steadily increased it, so we increased it again under ourselves, under the current coalition government last year. But I think people don't realise that actually people who have, you know, one parent who's at home are actually paying more tax overall than those with two incomes. in terms of, you know, comparatively what you're bringing into the house. So I definitely think that we need to look at it. With tax individualisation in 2000, it really has made it much more difficult to stay at home. So it's certainly something that I'm speaking to ministers about, to see how can we ensure that it doesn't become this financial burden that not only impacts on the parent, but actually in the end of the day is about the child. And no child should have to, you know, live in more poverty compared to other families because their parent is at home.
And how does Ireland compare with other countries across the world in terms of stay-at-home parents?
Well, we have a fairly high percentage of stay-at-home parents in Ireland, and I think it probably goes back to ourselves traditionally. We also have a high level of volunteerism in Ireland as well. So I think people do really value community and caring. And we want to make sure that doesn't drop too dramatically. You know, when you look at creche, for instance, people actually think that creches are used more than they actually are. It's actually a fairly low, only about 20% are using creches. So I think that there's a lot of people in this kind of profession or job, for want of a better phrase, and it is time now to respect it and to ensure that we don't just talk about the economy, but actually we talk about people's well-being and what's making them happy, and it doesn't suit every family to, you know, drop a child early in the morning, collect them late at night. Some people do want a different kind of balance, and it doesn't define you for your whole life. You know, I mean, people usually come and go from the paid workforce, and we just need to recognise that, make sure that it's not too financially difficult, and ensure that people feel happy and that they're respected for doing that.
I feel like COVID has caused this huge shift in how people view home life and homework balance now. Do you feel that as well? And do you think this is the time now where people are going to make that move to maybe work less and be at home a bit more and look at what the benefits of that will be?
I absolutely do. And I think the nature of work has changed in any case, Alison, you know, because we aren't in this industrialisation kind of phase of our society anymore. And I think reducing work hours, having more flexibility, and certainly we've introduced as part of government work hubs so that people don't have to travel too far from home, but could actually either work at home, but also go to working hubs where they could meet with other people. So I do think that it's about really, you know, taking down the boundaries of what we see as work and really looking again at what it is that feeds our sense of self, is better for children, and in the end of the day, probably makes a happier workforce and a happier society.
But is that something the government will support? Because essentially what the government want is people at work and paying taxes. They're not going to want to pay out to people who are at home.
Well, look, as I said, families where there is a stay-at-home parent are paying significantly in their taxes because they, you know, they're taxed because of the tax individualisation portion. But I think that, you know, when you look at it more in a sense of well-being, and this is something that ourselves in the Green Party we have introduced, is this idea that we actually look at well-being when we're defining how well the country is doing. But I know that Fine Gael also have a paper on that. So I think that it is about giving people what they want as well with taxes, and part of that is about a better quality of life. And I think that we'd be better workers if we had a better quality of life. And I think that is what the pandemic has shown. It has been really traumatic and really difficult for people. But it has also opened our eyes to actually different ways of doing things. So absolutely, the government is there to serve the people, and it is about what people want. But of course, things have to stack up financially, and that's why you have to do things incrementally. And year on year, the home care tax credit has been increasing in line with with other things such as allowances for childcare. But there's no reason why if you, you know, invest in childcare that you wouldn't also invest in something else that saves the state money from people doing the childcare themselves. There's no reason why you wouldn't have that equality. I think that all forms of childcare, whether that be creches, whether that be childminders, or indeed the parent themselves who is foregoing an income, all of those things should be respected and valued equally, I would say.
Okay, Pauline, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That's Pauline O'Reilly there, Green Party Senator and founder as well of the Stay at Home Parents Association.